Kof Hei Adar Rishon, Tuesday the 25th of February, Rabbi Menachem Lieberman made the wrong bracha.
The Mishnah in Brochas, Perek Vov, Mishnah says, Birich al peris ho'ilon, b'ir pri adomo yotso. If one took a fruit, like an apple, and you made the wrong bracha, instead of making b'ir pri eitz, you made b'ir pri adomo, shtei Mishnah yotso yoyotso. The Gemara says, because they also grow, it also grows from the ground. It's got a special shvach that it's beri peretz, but it's also beri pri adoma. Whereas the other way around, al peres ha'oretz, if you took a vegetable and you made on that beri peretz, lo yotza, because it's a sheker. It's not from a fruit. And the Mishnah finishes, val kulom im oma shahakel nebidvoroi yotza. On all foods, b'dieved, if you made shahakel nebidvoroi, you are yotza. And the Gemara brings, Machlekes, but Gemara brings Rabbi Yechon, who says that Shahakoil patters even pas and yayin. So by mistake, you're having bread, a mistake you made Shahakoil nevid vorei on bread, you're yotze, even the pas is choshev, the most choshev of everything, that's Mamuitz Sedech Meretz has its own brocha. Chatchela, Chazal made a special brocha on pas. But b'dieved, if you made Shahakoil nevid vorei, patters even pas and yayin. Chatchela, you shouldn't do it. Gemara says that you shouldn't make the wrong bracha. You shouldn't make shahakel on just on everything, because you're meant to give, you're meant to make the each bracha, which is a miyuchad, which is specific for this particular food. But b'dieved, if you made it your yotze, when do we use shahakel as an etze? Says the Mishnah Reish Beis, Mechamim Reish Beis, Sifut Ches. If you're not sure, if you have a fruit, you're not sure, is it the main fruit of the tree, or is it not the main fruit? Some fruits are caper fruit, sometimes it's the main fruit, the leaves is not the main fruit. If you're not sure what it is, then you make shahakel. Mishra explains that's only somebody who's not sure what bracha to make, and he's already learnt the halachas, and he's not sure which bracha to make, then you make shahakel. But otherwise, if you have the chance to learn hilchos brachas, and you mavarer which bracha you're meant to make on this food, then you're not allowed to make shahakel. Because the Gemara says, so don't eat. Don't eat till you check out the bracha of this food, then you're allowed to eat. But otherwise you shouldn't eat it and just rely on make shahakel. But if you made shahakel, you are yotze. Chayodom explains it a little bit. What exactly is this bracha of shahakel nibidvorai? The Chayodom in Klal Mem Tes explains with a moshel. If you say a praise on a king, the king's got everything. Everything what he needs. It doesn't mean, everything can mean up here, if he's got a lot. It's not a proper praise. In his praise, you've got to be specific. The bracha of shahakel nebidvoroi, explains the Chayei Adam, is really meant for things, even which are not so vital for the livelihood of a person, but nevertheless, even these things, the Rebbeinu Shem also made. Shahakoil nebidvoroi, even things which are not perhaps vital for the existence of the person, also was created with the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And interesting, he compares it to the Brocha of She'osali Kol Tzorki, which the Gemara in Brochas says, that refers to shoes. This is the Gemara, when you put on your shoes, they made She'osali Kol Tzorki. Sounds like, well, the Rebbeinu Shem made everything what I need. So says the Chayodom, no, Shosni Katsoki means the Rebbeinu Shem made even the things which are not absolutely necessary. You could, b'dieved, could actually get around without shoes. And Rebbeinu Shem made you even the shoes as well. So that's similar. Shahakel nebidvoroi is also the thing the Rebbeinu Shem made even the staple foods like bread, and the Rebbeinu Shem made that as well. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Food.
Yeah, food. And water, that's the sustenance of a person. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, that's a similar taich to that. We say in the taich of Bore Nefoshes Rabois. Bore Nefoshes Rabois Vechasroinom Al Kol Ma Sheboro. Well, the Gemara says Sheboros Alachis from Nefesh Kol Choy Borchelim. What's the two things? Bore Nefoshes Rabois originally made many people Vechasroinom. That's the absolutely basics which they need. Al kol ma sheboro lachis, but besides what the Rebbeinu Shalom created, also to keep a person alive, the extras, nefesh kol choy bor. So we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom both for the vital foods, and also for the extra foods as well. So now we're going to go through a few halachas as well. What happens if by mistake one made other wrong brachas as well? So the halacha is like this. What happens if by mistake you made mezonos on another, not on biscuits, not on cakes, on mezonos. You make mezonos on other foods. So Bi'alocha brings it down from a Chai Adam, that if B'dieved you made mezonos on bread, you took bread, perhaps you thought it was mezonos bread, and it was proper bread, so, and you made mezonos on it, or on anything you made, any other food you made mezonos. So Bi'alocha brings to the Chai Adam that mezonos is also a general brocha equivalent to shahakoil. Mezonos patters you on everything, because anything which gives a man sustenance is also called milit d'zayin, besides two things, besides water and salt. So here mezonos is not going to work on water, because water is not zayin. It doesn't give a man sustenance. A man needs water to drink, but it's not something which is mezin. So therefore mezonos b'dieved would patter everything. But besides, for these two exceptions, which are Mayim and Mazon, that's what Chai Adam says he thinks, and the Bi'alocha brings it down as well. Besides Mayim and salt, Mayim and salt. Next point. What happens if by mistake you made the other way round? Here now we talked about you made Mezonos and everything, and now we're talking about what happens the next stage, you made Hamoitzi and everything. You made Hamoitzi on cake, or you made Hamoitzi on other foods as well. So here, this is not a bracha. Hamoitzi is not a general bracha like mezonos. If you made hamoitzi on cake, and kal v'chomer on what we call mezonos bread, you're zicha yotze b'dieved. Because even pasa bo bekistin cake, which we all make mezonos on, is a sofik mezonos and a sofik hamoitzi. Because there's three shittas, what exactly classifies for pasa bo bekistin to be called pasa bo bekistin. Because it could be all the cake which we eat, sofik mezonos, sofik hamoitzi. So therefore, b'dieved, if you made hamoitzi on cake, you're definitely yotze, because it's sofik pas. Even more so, what happens if you took something which is definitely cake, pas mekistin, and you heard that you had a full shear out of it, of 8 beim, then you also have to wash for it. So therefore, it's zicha included in pas as well, to be called, to be yotze with hamoitzi. But if you made hamoitzi on porridge, or anything, or any other food, you are not yotze. So hamoitzi lechem in aretz, you're saying the Rosh Hashanah produced lechem in aretz, it's got to be called lechem, bread. Cake is called bread. And mezonos bread is also called bread. But if you made hamoitzi on porridge, porridge is not called bread. So you're not yotze if you made hamoitzi on chamishim min adogam and other food as well, because it's a lie, it's not lechem. One other halacha now, lechatzchila, state in Shulchan Aruch as well, before you make a brocha on something, you should know what brocha you're going to make. Why? Because the important point is when you say the Hashem, brocha to Hashem, you should know what the brocha, what you're going to finish. Lechatzchila, we have seen this by Sfiras Oimer as well. Chatchila, you should, when you make the bracha on Sfiras Oimer, you should know what day is going to come. So, the example is if somebody took a cup of a kos in his hand, he thought it was wine, and he wanted to make, and we said Hashem, he thought he was going to make Beri Pri Hagafen, and then he chapped, it's not wine, it's water, and he actually finished Shahakoil Nibidvoroi. So that's fine. The end of the bracha was, he made the correct bracha, even though at the time when he said the Hashem, which is the important part of the Ikka bracha, we can say it's the Loshon Hashem, is the Ikka bracha, he had in mind for the wrong bracha. That doesn't matter, still. You know, the mice of the Ikka is the scene, the actual bracha, and he finished off Shahak and Ibidvoroi, is then his Yotze. All the more so, says the Chai Adam, the other way round. If the opposite way round, it was actually wine, and he thought it was water, and he wanted to say shahakel, and then he finished with Beir Pri Hagafen, that's even better, because b'dieved, we just said shahakel patters b'dieved on wine as well. So even in his mind, he wasn't so wrong. So that would patter as well. What happens if somebody made, not another point, what happens if somebody made a bracha on He took wine, and he makes Buri Priya Gofen, and then he chaps, this is zikhar wrong, yeah? You can't make Buri Priya Gofen on wine. And he says, Teich de dibur, shahakil ne bidvore. So what's his brother? He's saying,
you can't make Buri Priya Gofen on water.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sorry. You can't make Buri Priya Gofen on water, correct. Water or beer. So he took a cup of water, and the Nusach he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Buri Priya Gofen, Shahakil Nir Bidvoroi. That's fine. The Chiddush is, even though he tasted a little bit between the Buri Priya Gofen and Shahakil Nir Bidvoroi, that does not contradict the Teich de Dibur. That's the chiddush. Yeah, teich de dibur. Normally, we say has to be within the mouth. They take you to say three words. Shalom alecha, Rebbe. If you spoke in between one word, even though it's within that span of time, you've lost the teich de dibur. But if you just drink in between that time of shalom alecha, Rebbe, that doesn't disturb the teich de dibur. You can still rectify it and just say Buri Priya Gofen. Let shakel ni b'dvorei. The Mishabura brings another point. Mishabura brings what happens if you took grapes, and in grapes you wanted to instead of making the correct brocha, which is Buri Priya Eitz, you made Buri Priya Gofen on grapes. Shnei Dodesu Machaber Reish Ches Tesvov Im Bidieved Birich Al Hanovim Buri Priya Gofen. It's also fruit of a vine. The Chatchila, they were kevea Buri Priya Gofen for wine, but nevertheless, Shteita Machavev B'dieved, you made on grapes, you made Buri Priya Gofen, or afterwards, instead of making Aloretz Vala Peris, you made Ala Gefen, Priya Gefen, you are Yotzer. What happens the other way round? You took wine, and instead of making Buri Priya Gofen, you said Buri Priya Eitz. So that is not so simple anymore, even though it's fruit of Buri Priya Eitz, but it's not an actually peri. So this, the Mishabura brings a machlikus about it. Some say you are Yotzer, and some say you're not Yotzer. Lamaisa, Sofik Brachas Lahokel, so Halacha Lamaisa, you would not make another Bracha. You would be Yotzer with that B'dieved, because of Sofik, If you made on wine, you made Buri Priya Eitz, you would also be Yotzer with that as well.
It's
because of Masofik. Masofik. We can't be Mechayv Sofik Bracha Sloka. We can't Mechayv you to make another Bracha Sofik Bracha Zahokel. So you're Yotzer with that. All Brachas Rishonis besides. Is the only sophic is, we should come to that later. The only sophic is Allah Bench. The only bracha which is deraisa is benching. All brachas beforehand are midrabbanan besides benching, which is deraisa. So machlekes rishonim, what about alamichya? Machlekes rishonim is alamichya drabon. The Rambam says alamichya is only drabonon, and other rishonim hold that alamichya is deraisa. But that's an important point to remember. Even if alamichya is deraisa, we say sofik deraisa. That's only if you had kidei svia. You had so much porridge that you're satisfied. Then alamichya could be a sofik deraisa. But if you just had a bit of cake, a kazayis, then and you're not kidei svia, then it can't be deraisa. Because even benching with bread, if you haven't had kidei svia, benching is a chalt of a savato verachta, is only when you're satisfied. Only then it's deraisa. So the cake, even the Rishonim will hold, the Alamichya, the Rishonim will hold this Deraisa, it's only when you're satisfied from it. We'll come to it at Bezus Hashem soon. Now going over to another halachataka, which is not B'dieved, which is even Lechatchila. You had a cup of wine, and you made the correct brocha, you make Buri Priya Hagofen. Now, you want to have a cup of lemonade. So let's take a typical scenario. Shabbos, you make Kiddush, you make Buri Priya Gofen, and you're going to have mezonos. You're not going to wash, so you're going to have a mezonos. You make mezonos, and now you want to have a cup of a drink, whatever it is, coffee, tea, whatever it is, a shahakel. Now, the halacha is that yayin patters all other mashkin from a brocha. Yayin poiter kufayin dalet beis. Yayin poiter kol mine mashkin afilo mi brocha rishona. It's in brocha rishona. It's in simen kufayin dalet. And later on, it's in reish ches. It says kashem she brocha rishona. Yayin poiter kol mine mashkin hu adin. It patters the brocha achrona as well. But that's not so simple. How much wine do you have to drink that yayin should patter shah mashkim? Let's talk about from bracha rishona. If you drink a revius, zicha, it patters. No shayla at all, it's zicha patter. You don't have to make shahakel on your drink. If you drink mole lugmov, which is roiv revius, so that's also, which is sufficient for kiddush, that also will patter you. You don't make a bracha on your shahakel, on your coffee, or any other drink. The shayla is if you just have a sip of wine, which is less than mole lugmov, mole is considered rei revius, do you have to make a brocha rishona when you're now having a drink? So this is a big sofik in beer, it's a big sofik in bealocha. So therefore the bealocha says, if you didn't drink mole lugmov, you should ask somebody else to be moitzi you who didn't drink wine, he should be moitzi you with shahakel. Or you should take a food, yeah, sweet, perhaps a bit of herring, to make shahakal on it, which, because yain would only patter mashkin, and not food, not a cube of sugar, you make shahakal on that, then it would patter you the drink as well. And if you can't, if you haven't got anybody to be mates to you, so again, the sofik, you wouldn't make another bracha, because sofik brachas lahakel. But ideally, you should try to get somebody to get out of the sofik.
Is there any nafkumin if you knew at the time when you were drinking yain, or you didn't know that there was other drinks coming?
Don't think so.
You made the bracha berakah often. Did you know you were going to drink other things, or does it not matter?
Don't think it matters. Don't think it, even if you knew you were going to drink, it's still got the same.
If you knew, it was better. Because
yeah.
If you knew at the time of bracha, I'm saying if you didn't know.
Don't think so.
Bracha
chroina is only would only be when you drink when you only have the bracha you would only make for wine. Is only talking about when you would make when you drink a revius. So here it would come out more than one lugmo. Well, so it's only again because you're only going to make a la geffen only if you have a share revius of wine. So once you have a revius of wine, then you wouldn't have to make a bracha on.
Well, how does the ala geffen patter the lemonade?
That's the halach. Yain patters kol shah mashkim.
Yeah,
because it's toffel. All's well. Bracha Rishena is Kufayin Dalad, and Bracha Chroina is in Reish, it's a Mechabe in Reish Ches. Shem Sheh, just like Patas Bracha, just like Patas Reish Ches Tezayin. Just like Patas Bracha, Rishena Patas Bracha Chroina as well.
How long does that last?
If you say Bracha for Yai, and then you have lemonade, then you have to say the Nachwa, but how long
have you got to drink them? Drink after they make that gap is an hour or half an hour.
Probably 70 to 72 minutes. We're selling the same share of a normal normal Canadian. The choir got at least that. Unless perhaps you had specific intention, then you're drinking the whole time. Some people are drink, going there always the matzav of drinking. Then there's always specific kavana. Then you could extend it as well. But generally, you would say in that amount of time. If you made, now what happens now? Now also a very very wichtige halacha like this. Alamichya, we've got two brachos. We call it alamichya, which is when you have cake and when you have grapes and wine. We call it me'en sholosh. Yeah, that's what we call alamichya when it's on mezonos and when it's on the peris. It's ala peris. The me'en this bracha me'en sholosh does not patter borei nefoshos. Bracha me'en sholosh it makes on his food. And borei nefoshos is on other foods. But by mistake, you made alamichya or bracha me'en sholosh instead of borei nefoshos, it wouldn't patter. And similarly, the other way around, you had some cake, and you make borei nefoshos instead of alamichya. So that does not patter. As you state in Reish Ches, it doesn't patter. That's mashkin is different. Yeah. Besides wine. It's like besides wine. Wine, like we said, wine is the exception. Yeah. Just like bracha rishon and bracha achrona as well. Yeah, so it's like a wine is different. Not yeah, but otherwise, and who are on a paris? Yeah, bracha. If you made alamichio or men sholosh, it doesn't. Otherwise, it wouldn't pater bein afoshes rabbis. And who are the other way round? Bein afoshes would not pater alamichio and ala paris as well. And let us hear that Chazal will masaken certain brachas for certain things.
Why is it just pater alamichio?
Mezainah seems to be more of a general bracha. Alamicha, you see, they only made it on more specific. Chazal were certain masak and certain brachas which are dafka for certain foods. And Kolshke, what happens by mistake if you made bur in a foshois instead of benching? So we say no, doesn't help. That bar nefoshes doesn't pata ala michya. So hadin bar nefoshes is not going to pata benching either. And ala michya is not going to pata benching either. Sorry, it's one thing, Taka. Yes, I forgot to say that. This Taka Zeh Vichna, thank you, Shkoyach, for reminding. So, Alamichia doesn't pater burn the foshes, and this Taka Vichna, and even benching, Taka, I wanted to say that, even benching doesn't pater burn the foshes. This is a good, this is a common example. Some people, example, let's say, sometimes, they're used to washing, they wash and always bench, and this time they didn't wash. And they forget about it, so at the end of the meal, they had a whole meal of meat, potatoes, the whole meal of them. So subconsciously, they just benched. Like they were used to benching, and they didn't wash bichlal. Benching does daka not pater burin afosha.
If
you
didn't wash,
you didn't wash.
If you didn't wash, normally it was. In a suda.
For sure, in a suda, everything it will pass everything in a suda. But hey, if it's not in a suda, it's all part of the suda. But if you didn't wash, and you're talking just making, and you're just benching, so benching is not going to patter for an afoshois. Where it's going to patter you, that we're going to see inside, where it's going to patter you, your lokshin, that we're going to see in a minute. But it definitely doesn't patter you, the burin afoshois, which you're going to have to make on your schnitzel. And on your potatoes, it's definitely good. So we say that agamsa benching, three brochas. It doesn't help. It doesn't patter. As Ishtet Chai Odom adds that, he says, just like he says, Bichas alamichia doesn't patter burnafoshes, so within benching will also not patter burnafoshes. What happens if somebody ate? So I'm just going over now to, one other thing. We'll come back to benching in a minute. What happens if somebody had Shivas had Paris had grapes, example, Zayminim, and he ate apples as well. So then the halacha is that you don't have to make Burin Afoshes if you're making ala Paris. Because this is also included, it's also included in Prioates. Normally, Taka, you wouldn't be making ala Paris on other fruit. It's not so choshev to make a brocha. But now, if you're ready, you're making a brocha, so then it patters as well. But what happens now, going back now to benching. What happens if a man benched, or by mistake he had porridge in the morning, and he benched on that? So that states in Halacha Lamaisa that Birchas HaMozen does pater me'en sholosh if it's something which satisfies a person, like porridge or kol mine dogon. So if you made by mistake you benched on cake, it zicha patters you.
Yes, he had a certain amount in order to pattern the porridge.
It's something which is Zion. It's the mean which is Zion. So as long as the mean is that, the type is Zion, not so much going on the quantity is kaver here. So the type of the food is a mid design. So Bichas HaMozen will patter any food which gives a man satisfaction, like porridge, cake, pasabo bekisnin, will patter as well. Another chiddush, benching patters wine and tamarim. Wine also has the thing of the design, it satisfies a person, so therefore, and they, so therefore, b'dieved, benching will patter that as well. Whereas benching will not patter if you have grapes, even Shiva Saminim, Pechsamozim, does not patter me'en sholosh. And that's really a difficult thing to understand, because what is already alamichya? Me'en sholosh is part of the three brachas. We start off alamichya v'alakakol is azon, and then it's eretz chem dotei v'rechova, which is noidelecha, and then it finishes al yishalayim erecho is yishalayim, and it's even got kiyat Hashem tei v'meitiv. In fact, we call it me'en sholosh, but etzim it's me'en arvah as well. It's got all four brachas. So madach, if you said me'en sholosh would patter your grapes, if you bench properly, you said more than that should zichapata. But nevertheless, kach tiknu chachomim, that sometimes when the Chazal says you should make a short brocha, and you made the chasima at the end, it ruins the brocha. So similarly, Chazal Taka said that benching cannot pata alamichya, we call it men sholesh, unless it's a type of food which satisfies a person, like cake, wine, chamishim mina dogon, and so on. Now I just counted one practical shaila taka also, which could be quite halacha lemaiser as well. We go to the scenario Shabbos after Shachris. You have a kiddush. You made the Beri Paragofen. You make mezonos. So you made the Beri Paragofen on the wine, and then you make mezonos. Now, what's your bracha achrona going to be? The bracha achrona you're going to make alamichya and al priagofen to include everything. He only said alamichya. And you didn't finish, you didn't say, you didn't include alamichya and apriagofen. Are you yoitzer or not? So what's the makar of the shayla? Pashtus not. But here the Levush says, extension of the previous halacha, we just said that benching doesn't normally pater men sholosh, but it patters wine, because wine is amazing. Zech state in Levush that just like benching patters wine, alamichya, just say the nusach alamichya instead of alvayon also patters wine, because wine is michya, wine gives sustenance. So here he said alamichya, and b'dieved alamichya would work on the brocha achrona on wine as well. And here, does it patter when you wanted to say betzem alamichya va'al alamichya apregofen is actually worse? So here's a shalat shuvas Har Tzvi from Tzvi Pesach Frank. He says here it's worse. Here you have to go back again and make another al priagofen. Why? So he says he compares it to the case. He gives an example like this: when you wanted to make, or when you wanted, you made alamichya on wine. So what's the alamichya going? It's going on the wine because it can't go on anything else. But here you wanted the alamichya to go on the cake, and you wanted actually to say afterwards on the wine as well alagemet priagofen. No, you forgot. So he compares it to the halacha is just like when you make, we learned it, we started off at the beginning, the Gemishnah in Brochus, when you made Beri Pri Adomo on Ha'etz, you're Yotze. But what happens if you're having two foods? You're having Hadomo and you're having Ha'etz. If you made Hadomo then, do you still have to make Ha'etz on your apple? Yes. It's only when the Hadomo is actually on the Ha'etz, then it patters you. But if you're having two things, you're having a banana and an apple, and you make Hadoma start on the banana, and you wanted to make Ha'etz on the fruit, does the Hadoma patter you? No, because then the Hadoma, you wanted to make it on this, or you wanted to make the Hadoma on your banana. So then it wouldn't patter it. Similarly here as well, when you wanted the alamichya to go only on the cake, and you intended to make al priagofen, then it doesn't patter you, and as if that's what he paskins, and other paskim also pasken that, then you have to make a whole new brocha al gemer priagofen on the wine.